all night. And Mark chapter 10 in verse 46. It says, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people behind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. That is reading our text from Mark chapter number 10. Throughout the ministry of Jesus, he has asked a lot of questions to a lot of people. I think about all of the questions he has asked the Pharisees and the Sadducees on numerous occasions. I think about the times that he asked questions of the disciples. I remember when he asked them, when they had the multitudes, and he said, "Which shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And he asked them, "O thou of a little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" So many times he asked so many questions. But I'll be honest with you, the question that he asked to blind Bartimaeus, to me, is an unusual question. Here is a man that no doubt has been blind from his birth. The majority of his life. And here is a man that surely his desire is to see. But whenever he comes to Jesus, when Jesus has called him to be brought. Jesus asked him the question of our text. He says, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" To me, that is just an odd question to ask a blind man. Surely the answer would be obvious. Surely the answer was going to be that I want to receive my sight. And that is what he said. Now we know that the Lord didn't ask him for information's sake, because the Lord knew what he desired before he ever asked him. The Lord knows our hearts. The Lord knows what we desire. He knew what was in his heart and what his desire was. So my thought, and I wonder, why did Jesus ask him what he wanted from him? So I'm thinking about that this morning. I believe what we have in this whole story and in the question of Jesus, I believe we find here the foundation of what prayer is all about. I believe what we're seeing in the text is the desire of our Lord to come to him and tell him what our desires really are and what is truly in our hearts. You see, I believe our Lord desired Bartimaeus to tell him what he really desired. And that is what our Lord desires for you and I to do when we pray. He knows what we really need. He knows our hearts. But he really desires us to come to him and tell him our hearts. You see, that teaches us dependence upon him for everything. But I want to ask us this question today, and I'm not going to take a lot of time, because I'm not going to use a lot of force. But I want to ask simply this question, and I'm going to ask a few questions in the message. What do you truly desire from the Lord today? What do you truly desire from the Lord? If the Lord came to you, sit down beside you in your pew, and ask you the question today, what do you desire for me to do for you? What would your answer be? If he came to where you are and asked you the question he asked blind Bartimaeus, what would your answer be today? I ask you, what did you truly desire of the Lord today? I want you to notice the approach of Bartimaeus when he was crying out to the Lord. I want you to notice the kind of approach that got the Lord's attention to pay. Notice with me just a couple of things in the text. Notice first of all that he approached the Lord with honor. It tells us that when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, that he began to cry out, and he said unto him, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Notice that little phrase, "Thou Son of David." That Bartimaeus approached him with honor. That little phrase, he recognizes the Lord has the promised Messiah, the one that is the coming King of Israel. He approached him with honor. Could I tell you this? If you want to get the Lord's attention, you approach him with honor. That you want to approach him recognizing him for who he is. So much, I'm afraid, so much prayer is done flippantly, carelessly. So much prayer today is done in a light manner. But if you want to get his attention, approach him with honor. That's what Bartimaeus did. He said, "Thou Son of David." But then he approached him with humility. He said, "Have mercy on me." You realize he wasn't saying, "I deserve something from you." He said, "I just want mercy." We're living in a society today where people are demanding rights. People are marching in the street. They're burning down buildings and destroying property, thinking that they deserve something. I want to tell you, we don't deserve anything but mercy from God today. But I want to tell you, that's how Bartimaeus approached Jesus that day humbly. I want to tell you, if I got what I deserve, I would get justice and I would get hell. But I needed mercy. And that's what we need to realize in approaching Him in prayer. We need to approach Him humbly. But I want to tell you how else He did. He approached Him honestly. He approached Him honestly. When He finally got an audience with Him, He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." He had told Him honestly his heart. I want to tell you, that's how that we need to tell the Lord our heart. Tell Him our heart. We can ask the question, well, why? If He knows, why do we need to tell Him at all? Because it shows our dependence on Him. I said, I ask you the question, if I really ask you today, what do you truly desire the Lord today? But secondly, could I ask you this question? How badly do you want it? How badly do you want it? Just say, "Preacher, that is an odd question to ask. But do you realize that part of His faced opposition? Because when He began to cry out, they began to say, 'Be still, hush, hush.'" No doubt they said, "He don't have time for the likes of somebody like you." They begin to tell Him to be still. But I want to tell you what He did. He had persistence in prayer. He didn't give up. He just kept right on praying. Did you notice what the scripture said? It said in verse 48, "And then He charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out the more a great deal." He just cried out the more. When they began to say, "Why don't you just be still? Why don't you just hush?" I want to tell you, there's an enemy that whispers in your ear and says, "Why don't you just give up? You've been praying a long time. You've been asking and nothing's happening and nothing's changing. And the Lord seems to not be hearing. Why don't you just give up? Why don't you just let it go?" But old Bartimaeus just kept on calling out. I ask you the question, how badly do you want it? Do you want an answer enough just to keep on praying? Just to keep on calling out? Just to keep on asking Him to hear? Just to ask Him to keep on answering? He not only persisted in prayer, but He persevered in faith. Do you realize what the Lord told him when He did answer? He said unto him, He said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." The Lord recognized the perseverance of his faith. He didn't lose faith. He didn't give up in his faith. And I want to say to you today, Don't give up. Don't give up. I'm going to tell you, the Lord's still able to hear and answer your prayers. You say, preacher, I've been praying and I've been asking and nothing. Seems like nothing's working out and nothing seems to be changing. Just keep praying. Just keep asking. Keep calling on Him. I say, how badly do you want it? But then there's a final question. Final question. This one's going to sound strange, but stay with me a minute. Stay with me a minute. I ask you, what will you do with it if you get it? What will you do with it if you get it? I say this, honestly, I don't know how the Lord may answer your prayer. I don't know how He may work things in your life in answer to your prayer. But if He works in your life and He does answer, what will you do with it? I want you to notice what Bartimaeus did. It says in verse 52, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. In the same story in Luke chapter 18, in verse 43, here's how Luke says the same story ended. It says, and immediately he received his sight and followed Him, glorifying God. When Bartimaeus got his answer, he followed Jesus, glorifying God. I ask you, what will you do with it when you get it? I have seen a lot of people cry and beg the Lord to answer their prayer. I have seen people have a sickness, be in the hospital facing surgeries. I've seen them deal with life and death situations, and I have watched them cry and promise God and say, God, if You will touch my life, if You will help me get out of the hospital, I'll get in church and I'll live for You and I'll serve You. And I've watched God graciously do it. And I've watched them walk away and ever honor what they say and ever serve the Lord. I have watched people deal with sickness in their life. I have watched them ask God to heal them, and God has graciously done it. I have watched them stand in a church and ask the church, pray that God would heal, and I've seen God do it. But then they'd never come back to give glory and thanks to God for what he did. So I ask you the question, if you get it, what will you do with it? Will you take it and walk away? Or will you come back to follow him and glorify him and thank him and serve him with all your heart? That's what he wants, and that's what he desires. I'm glad he hears. I'm glad he answers prayer. I'm glad he works. But I'll tell you what he desires. He desires us to serve him. He desires us to honor him. He desires us to live for him. He desires us to glorify and magnify his name. That's what Bartimaeus did when God answered his prayer. That's the message the Lord put on my heart. I don't know how you may need it. I don't know how he may want to help you with it. I don't know how he may want to work in your life in it. But there may be something, hey, that you need from him. It may be something, hey, that he's answered a prayer in your life. And you need to just bow before him and say, Lord, I've never come back to say thank you. I've never bowed and said, I thank you and give you glory. But I need to today. It may be that you're still needing to hear from heaven. That you're still wanting an answer. That you're needing to come and say, God, if you will hear, and you will work, and you will do what's needed, I'll follow you, and I'll give you glory, and I will honor you, and I will serve you, and I trust you to hear and help. I don't know how you need it today, but I ask you again today, what do you truly desire from the Lord today? I want Penny to play something on the piano, and I want us to stand. If God is spoken your heart and you need to come, this altar is open, and I invite you to come and let him help you today.